Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the Boston Red Sox are back in action tonight. Connelly, Todd Early on the hill taking on the Sacramento Athletics at Fenway Park tonight. 6:45 first pitch, 5:45 pregame right here on WEEI. Early made his debut last week against this very same A's team where he went five scoreless with 11 strikeouts. He goes tonight against Jeffrey Springs, the tall left-hander for the A's. Sox are -160 on the money line.
Oh, I like that. So yeah. I'd say it's somewhat noteworthy they're sticking with him over Peyton Tolley. We touched on this briefly yesterday, but maybe they want Tolley to work high leverage. This guy, as a fourth starter, would be utilized potentially a lot less in the postseason should the Red Sox get there. I wonder if Todd is going to start to catch on, though, Keith. I feel like
Todd,
we started a movement.
It should.
It's his name.
Yep.
And, you know, Connelly Early just doesn't quite roll off the tongue. Todd Early, though.
He is a Todd Early.
That really does. And I like that he's getting another start against the A's.
Yep.
Clearly, the league adjusted to Peyton Tolley in start number two. Maybe the A's will in start number two, but get him out there against a team he's comfortable with. I like that.
You want me? I want you.
Rich Keefe.
My sugar boo. I'm levitating. The Milky Way. We're renegading.
Grab bag.
So she was traipsing around the North End recently. You see that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did see that, Neptune actually.
Oyster Bar.
She went twice.
Red Fox. Yeah.
My wife even told me she circled back
same.
To Neptune. Same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't. Yeah. Do you think
they read the same thing?
Yeah. She had two lobster rolls. She went there two times.
Don't blame her.
Yeah.
It's a good lobster roll.
I saw
there.
A photo. I think she was a Celtics fan, I believe.
Yeah, well, she did a concert at the Garden, so they probably gave her a jersey.
No, this was
before she was super famous.
Oh,
yes,
really?
A much younger picture of her. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks young.
Not too young, though.
I don't know, but I was just saying. You're down.
Yeah,
you're
creeping everybody out. Bill Belichick's like, hello?
Yes. Years ago, she's wearing a Garnett jersey, if that dates it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that. I like teens.
All right, week two in the NFL.
Yeah.
In the books. We had two games on Monday Night Football. So your remaining undefeated teams, Jones. Bills, Bengals, Colts, Chargers
Bills,
in the AFC.
Bengals, Colts, Chargers in the AFC, okay.
Eagles, Packers, Bucks, Niners, Cardinals, Rams.
That's so many undefeated
in the
teams.
NFC, yeah.
Jesus.
Your teams that have yet to win, Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Texans, Titans, Chiefs,
okay.
Giants,
almost
Bears,
Patriots. Yeah.
Saints, Panthers.
My God.
It's basically Patriots schedule.
It's harder to be 1-1 than it is undefeated or winless.
The Patriots play the Jets twice. They haven't won yet. The Dolphins haven't won yet. They play them twice. They play the Browns. They haven't won yet. They play, who do they play, Tennessee or Houston? They play one of those teams.
They play Tennessee.
Tennessee, they're 0-2.
Carolina's on there.
The Giants are on there.
Yeah, you're right. All the 0-2 teams, just the past schedule.
We're here in 16-1.
Say it again?
You're in 16-1.
Feels good. It feels good.
It does
early.
Feel nice. Yeah.
It feels pretty good.
Grab bag!
Well, Jones, what about people who are 0-2 in their fantasy football leagues and they need to hit the waiver wire? Do you have any waiver suggestions for the people?
Well, I do. I think the first name you want to look for, especially if you're like me and maybe have lost a quarterback in fantasy this week, perhaps you own Joe Burrow, I would go out there and check for Daniel Jones. I think that's a name worth
Indiana picking. Jones?
Go get yourself an Indiana Jones.
All right.
If for some reason you're down a quarterback, and I know a lot of you are, I'd also look at some of the rookie running backs if they're available in your league. I don't know if Cam Scataboo is out there. I don't know if Quinshon Judkins is out there. But those are some names I'd look at for your pickup this week. The weekly pickup brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is cars with a K.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
All right. Speaking of pickups, with Joe Burrow down, the Cincinnati Bengals have added two quarterbacks to their practice squad.
Oh.
Mike White and Sean Clifford.
Okay.
Mike White and Sean Clifford. So I think Jake Browning's probably
safe.
Yeah,
Jake Browning's looking good. No wonder they were burning up the phones looking for a veteran quarterback. Go get Jameis.
I think they're going to be all right. Yeah. Get Jameis, please. Get Jameis. Do the league a favor.
Seriously.
Get Jameis.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Well, sadly, Jones, we have a death to report here in grab bag. We've had a few of these over our time now. And the late, now great, Robert Redford.
Ah, yes.
Passed away. I heard that news earlier today. He was 89 years old, a film legend, icon.
Mm.
Gets tossed around quite a bit, but not in this case. He is, his career spanned decades.
You're saying he's not an icon.
No, he is.
No, you're saying just tossing it around.
Other people would say that.
I thought you were giving a hot take here on the man's deathbed. You were saying, not a icon.
Redford, overrated. That's my take on that. No, he was he's legitimately, people remember him going all the way back to the 60s where he's in a ton of movies. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, probably one that gets referenced quite a bit. He was in The Sting. He was in 3 Days of the Condor, which people love that movie. All the President's Men.
Mm-hmm.
Where he portrayed Bob Woodward.
You said you thought that was his best role?
I think it might be, although people love 3 Days of the Condor, but All the President's Men, that was really good. He also did a movie in the 90s, which is probably the first movie I ever saw with him in it, which was called Sneakers.
Mm.
River Phoenix, also no longer with us. He was in that movie with Dan Aykroyd, Ben Kingsley. Sneakers was really, really good. Obviously, baseball fans, he was Roy Hobbs in The Natural, which came out 41 years ago. He was in a movie called Spy Game, which was directed by Tony Scott, that co-starred Brad Pitt, sort of like a passing of the torch, if you will.
Sure.
Robert Redford may have been like a Brad Pitt type, but also as a director. The first movie he directed was called Ordinary People, came out in 1981, Best Picture. Right off the rip.
That's a nice start. Yeah. A real good debut.
He also directed Quiz Show, which got nominated for Best Picture. A River Runs Through It, speaking of Brad Pitt and several others. So, 89 years old. The guy had an unbelievable career. A ton of Oscar wins and noms and everything else. But, might not be a bad time to go back through some of those old ones, find out what's streaming, and rip a few Robert Redford movies.
You're saying maybe start with All the President's Men. Well, we asked Greg about this morning. Yeah. The first one he brought up was The Natural, which surprised me.
He said The Natural, but then he said The Sting.
He did.
I think he said The Sting.
He was pushing The Sting. That's true.
Yeah, but he's got a ton. He's got a ton of good ones.
Y'all want a single seat?
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Grab bag.
Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh, and Decent Proposal. Another good one on the text line. Another good one.
He was in it?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I was going to say, it wasn't the one he directed.
Yeah,
he was in that.
Yeah. So, nice. He may have made the Indecent Proposal. Matter of fact.
Nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But then again, if that ever happened,
yeah,
you're married, I'm married, brag, yeah. Brag on your behalf as well.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I'll accept that brag. If Robert Redford showed up and was like, I'll give you $1 million for one night with your wife, my wife would be like, taillight. She'd be like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, but I'd be like, yeah, I need to find an ATM. Yeah.
No, you're not paying him $1 million to do it. He's going to pay you $1 million.
Oh, I'm getting the money.
Psycho. No, you don't have to pay him to do it. No, he's giving the couple $1 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No,
he gave Woody Harrelson $1 million to sleep with Demi Moore.
I was making deposits, Keith.
He's like, how much, Mr. Redford's it going to cost you to sleep with my wife?
I was going to the ATM to deposit, among other places.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, okay. All right, fair enough.
99 restaurants. Always a
grab bag.
Congratulations are in order to Paige Beckers, who is the WNBA Rookie of the Year.
Oh, nice.
She's able to take home the Rookie of the
Year. Should we hand out our own? Like, we like to do a lot of our own
awards.
Should we do our own WNBA Rookie of the Year, Jones and Keefe?
Yeah, we could do the voting this week.
We could probably get rid of that, too, yeah.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got
the grab bag over here.
Never really made sense. Do you want your daily?
Let's not start having them make sense.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, not good for Devers and the playoff chances as they lost to the Snakes 8-1, and Devers was 0-4 with a strikeout. You know what it was? Playing first base.
Oh, could have been that.
He had to pick up the glove. 1-0-4. They scored one run. They lost to Zach Gallen and the Snakes yesterday. Taking a look at the updated National League wild card standings. Giants are now behind the Arizona Diamondbacks, a half game. There are two games behind the Mets who have the wild card spot. They're also tied with the Reds.
So
it's a real cluster over
snakes
there.
Snakes have slithered right past is what they've done. That's a wild card spot, yes.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Grab back! Guys! Guys!
All right, do you want to take a look at who was the top Major League Baseball performer from Monday, September 15th? Was it Matt Olson? 4-for-5, a home run, 4 RBI, and 2 runs scored.
Nice. That's useful in a dongs only league, yeah.
It is good.
Yeah.
Was it Geraldo Perdomo? 3-for-3, 2 RBI, and a run.
Oh.
Was it Andy Pages? 3-for-4, a home run, 2 runs scored. Was it Simeon Woods Richardson?
Oh, he was nice.
6 scoreless, 11 punch-outs.
Against the Yankees.
Or was it Joe Boyle? 6 scoreless with 5 Ks.
Simeon Woods Richardson. Definitely.
Who?
Over Perdomo.
Just over Perdomo?
Yeah, he edged him out. Perdomo.
I didn't mention Drake Baldwin had a good game. And Austin Martin.
Okay, good.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Laskanik,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, with the A's in town, we have a former A, Cub, and Ranger. Played for 3 teams in a 9-year career. Was a starting pitcher.
Okay.
59 career wins to 38 losses. A 3.76 career ERA.
Okay.
Did have some injury issues. Started 31 games once in his career.
Oh, boy.
Most innings pitch was 189.2.
Okay, he started his career with the A's, or you just identify him most with the A's?
Both are true.
Okay.
Broke into the majors 2003, was done in 2011. Actually, bookend his career. He returned to the A's for one final season.
Okay.
But that was enough.
It's not Hudson, Mulder, Zito. Can't be those guys. You said he's a righty or a lefty? I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
He's a righty.
Righty.
He's a righty. But he would bat left.
Okay, good. That's why.
Exposing his throwing arm.
That's why I wanted to double check.
Yeah, didn't like that.
All right, so who else is in the mix on those teams?
Yep.
That is the question.
That was what we're going for.
Okay.
$23.5 million.
That's all.
In his bank account. Twitch chat has it.
If he ran into Robert Redford, maybe an extra extra bit of cash.
Twitch has it and Tex has it.
Oh, come on.
These guys are on it. These guys are on it.
Yeah, it's not Brett Anderson?
It's not Brett Anderson.
He was after that crew. Who else was with
that? In 2005, crew? He pitched a shutout.
Okay. All right, good to know.
We're just trying to give you as much information as I can without giving it away.
It can't be. Edwin Jackson pitched for like 5 million teams. It wasn't him.
What if I told you he was Canadian?
Well, I'd question his baseball IQ. But short of
Brian
that.
Roberts. Yeah.
That's why they won 50 games.
Short of that. Yeah,
he pitched in the 03.
That's why he was always hurt.
He participated in the 03, 06, and 08 postseasons. Where he has a 6.35
ERA. Damn it. I own tons of shares of this guy. Rich Harden?
He got it!
Damn it.
The Red Sox win.
Now that's one
Rich Harden.
That's one I definitely should have gotten.
Full name, James Richard Harden.
Yeah. Nice.
He was so close. Just change Richard to something else, and you're cooking with gas. He just couldn't do it. You're so close. Going by your middle name. You're already going by a nickname for that, Dave. You're so close. You landed on Rich Harden?
I'm not like Desi Relaford. I'm not kicking myself.
Yeah, Rich
this
Harden.
This is one that I should have got. Yep. I was a big believer in this man.
I thought you were talking about James Harden, who has a couple more zeros in that bank account.
He does.
Many more zeros.
James Harden makes more in half a season.
He's spent more at strip clubs than Rich Harden made in his career. So there you go. That's the random ball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.